我们感谢主，我们又迎来的中国的又一个新年，我好像这是第二次过年。神恩待我们，不但过一个北国人西方的年，我们也过中国的一个新年。
I want to thank God for the second New Year of the year, the Chinese New Year.
感谢主，他借着让我们过第二个新年的时候，我们再次想到，我们说在耶稣基督里，我们每天都是新的。
I want to remind ourselves that in this second New Year, that every day in Christ is a new day.
这几天，我相信弟兄姊妹们做的最多的事，最多的事。就是我们操练我们的身体。
I think a lot of you do reason is probably the discipline of training your body.
Because too much is to know, 很多血。
Probably shouting to know doing exercise.
常常要去踩，就像今天这样。
That's today I did.
虽然今天现在温度很高，早上的时候这个雪实际上是很重。
Yeah, this morning when I shoved the snow was really heavy.
但是圣经告诉我们说，操练身体，益处还少。
The Bible teaches us, it's good to train our body.
唯有金钱，凡事都有。
Even the discipline of spirit of devotion is surpassing that.
我们今天的经文刚才看见了，在提摩太书第三章的第十五节、十六节。他告诉我们一个事情。
Today's verse is from Timothy chapter 3 verse 15。
他告诉我们说，在十五节里面说，这家就是永生神的教会。
This house is the family of God。
在我们新年聚会的时候，当碰到新年的时候
，As we start this new year，
我们有很多的聚会。
We have many meetings。
尤其是我们家里的聚会
，many family gathering，
我们有朋友，有家人的聚会。
We meet with our friends。
但是我们可以看见，或者我们可以感受到。
Very often we experience many things。
碰到朋友的第一句话
，When we meet our friends for a while for the first time，
我们就说新年好。
We say Happy New Year。
或者第二句话就是说，对不起，我平时太忙了。
And then we apologize for not seeing them more often.
所以我们很少碰面，他就说对不起，我太忙了，所以我们只能在这个时候见个面。
Because we are also busy, we can only meet on this special occasion.
但是我们在基督的人就不一样。
But it should not be the case for God's family.
我们就常常聚会
，We meet every week。
但是虽然我们常常有聚会，到了新年，我们还是有聚会。
Even though we see each other every week, on New Year especially, we come together again。
就像我们今天我们教会晚上我们就白天聚会，晚上还有聚会。
Today we meet in the afternoon and we're going to get together for dinner tonight。
所以我们当我们思想这个时候，我们就感觉我们就思想一个，我们在地上我们有两个家。
We want to remind ourselves, we do have two families as we live in this world.
一个是天上的，一个是地上的家，一个是天上的家。
One is the family of the world, and the other one is our heavenly family.
我们先试想一下我们地上的家。
Let's think about our family now in the world.
我们在地上的时候，我们聚会，我们碰到朋友，甚至家人聚会的时候，我们常常。自己在讲世上的事情。
When our family get together with our relatives, we talk about the things of the world.
我们讲我们很忙。
We talk about how busy we are.
我们事业上的成功。
Our accomplishments.
我们世上的竞争。
We talk about the competition that we face.
我们很多世上的一些新闻。
We talk about the news.
当然我们现在我们很多聚会的时候，我们就谈吃谈喝。
We talk about food and about the place we enjoy.
但是感谢主，在我们自己在一个天家里，也就是在我们弟兄姊妹聚会里面
，As we come to the family of God，
我们有的是分享。
We do have sharing also.
在每次聚会，都既然就是有吃喝。 我们还是不忘了分享。
As we share our food, we also want to share spiritual.
在吃喝中，我们也分享。
Even as our partake of the food, we want to share spiritual things.
因为我们在主里的时候，我们是在分享当中来纪念我们的主。
Because in our sharing, we remember our Lord.
在聚会中，来把我们的感恩献给我们的主。
In our meeting, we come together to express our gratitude to Him.
因为我们思想到，就像我们现在在回忆以往的年或者去年的时候。
As we remember the year past.
我们虽然有逆境。
We experience difficulty.
有顺境。
We have a good things.
但是当我们思想这都是主坐在我们身上的时候。
As we remember, all these come from God's hand.
当我们经历了主和我们同在之后，我们度过了这些顺境和逆境的时候
，When we experience God's presence in all these experiences,
我们就借着分享
，Through our sharing,
我们彼此激励
，We remind each other.
因为深深的感受到主与我们的同在
，Because we know He is present with us.
当我们回顾去年。我们就展望未来。
As we look back to last year and look forward to a new year.
神恩待我们，圣经虽然告诉我们说，我们所羡慕的是我们看不见的，但是主恩待我们，常常让我们借着我们看见的时候，我们可以信心坚固。
Although the spiritual things are sometimes invisible to us, but as we look back, we know the way we are going.
所以我们不但纪念已过的，我们更有信心来奔走我们前面的路。
As we remember what God has done, we face it with more confidence on the path to come.
很巧，今年是羊年。
This is the year of the sheep.
有一个字跟羊一直很有关系的，就是我们中文字的个义。义，就是说繁体字的义，称义的义。阴性的称义，
the sheep in Chinese sound like justice.
也许很多人都听过这样一个字的描述。
Many people have heard that description.
是个羊，下面是个我。
Justice is the sheep above the eye in Chinese.
很巧，最近我们在学习罗马书。
We were studying Roman in our Bible study.
正好我今天能到我的，这两天带能到我带，正好
买这圣经的 Bible study，
正好带到了第三章、第四章。
We were studying chapters three and four。
他讲的是因信称义的真理。
We talk about justified by faith。
当我们在思想这因信称义的时候，我们在圣经的实际上讲了一句话，就是亚伯拉罕信是。亚伯拉罕
As we think about justified by faith,
亚伯拉罕信神
Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕信就算作他的义
Because Abraham believed, it was counted to him as righteousness.
算，我们有很多是算，怎么算法？
God counted that as righteousness.
所以这算就是在圣经里面告诉我们，就是加给他。
In Bible to count is to deem him righteous.
所以我们看到，当我们思想这个意志的时候，我们就想到一个，他把羊放在我们身上，这个用字来看，就是个羊在我们头上。
As we think about justified, we see the lamb before the eye, above the eye.
我们的神，我们的天父，当看我们的时候，他看见的是我们头上那个羊。
As God look at us in the Chinese character, He see the lamb above us.
圣经告诉我们说，我们没有义。
Bible teaches us that we are not righteous.
但是当主看我们义的时候，他看见的是我们为我们流血的。我们为我们献为羔羊的我们的主耶稣基督。
But as the Bible teaches us, God look at us, He see the lamb that died for us.
感谢主，当我们思想 白白称义的时候，我们实际上充满了感谢。
As we remember this unconditional grace from God, we are full of thanksgiving.
不是我们好。
Not because we are good, because God is so good.
我们当我们信念的时候，我们愿弟兄姊妹们一起常常思想我们的义是白白的称义。
I want to remember the righteousness that we have is given to us freely.
我们在我们下面的交通当中，我们先有些来祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
先我们谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
当新年来临之际，你让我聚在一起。
In this beginning of a new year, you get us together.
每一次相聚都有你的美意。
Because this is not your will.
因为你的话永远是不都有功效的。
Because your word always will be effective for us.
当弟兄姊妹我们一起在回忆过去、思想未来的时候
，we look back to the last year and look forward to the new year to come.
我们相信主你应许的说，你爱我们，要爱到我们到底。
We believe you promise that you will love us to the end.
我们知道我们常常有软弱。
We know we are always weak.
我们也有自己的老我。
We also have our selfishness.
但是主，
Father,
你要带领我们走过一切的顺境、逆境。
But you will lead us through all these.
那一天，
so one day,
当你再来的时候，
when you
我们可以坦然无惧到你面前。
We can come boldly before you.
因为你看我们，
because、
是看你的亲生儿子。
Because he us, because of the Lamb.
谢谢主。我们把下面时间仰望在主的手里。
Father, we thank you for the time.
我们讲的、听的、同感一个灵。
So that we all be touched by the same Spirit.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天思想的是，当上次我们曾经讲到，上次分享的时候讲的是我们成为神的儿女。
Last time I share with you how to become children of God.
但是我们儿女有一个事情是跟着一起的。
There is something that's in common for all the children of God.
儿女都有一个家。
We are all of the same family.
所以圣经在这里，提摩太前书第三章十五节跟十六节告诉我们说，这家就是永生神的教会。
The Timothy chapter 3 says that this family is the family of God.
下面说，这家与众教会是更重要的一句话。他说，当说说这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
He said, "This house, God's house, which is the church of the living God, is the pillar and foundation of the truth."
第十六节说
，In verse 16,
大概敬虔的奥秘
，Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great.
圣经里面说，神的奥秘就是基督。
The Bible teaches us that the mystery of God is revealed in Christ.
这里也更跟我们说，敬虔的奥秘就是教会在地上是它的真理和柱石。
Another great mystery is the church.
真理的柱石和根基。
Pillar of truth.
但今天因为这个题目很大，但是今天我们不分享这个题目，下次我有机会的时候，我们和弟兄姊妹再一起来学习这个啊。
Because this is a big topic, we shall share one aspect of it.
到了第以弗所书第一章的时候，他又跟我们讲圣经里告诉我们这样一句话：教会是他的身体。
In the book of Ephesians, the church is his body.
那充满万有者所充满的。
That filled everything.
所以我们在弟兄姊妹相聚的时候，我们为什么能够欢喜快乐
？That's why we can be very joyful when we come together.
和世人的聚会不一样。
That with that the gathering can be different from the worldly gathering.
因为我们是相聚在神的家里。
Because we meet in God's household.
我们可以说，我刚才讲到，我们有两个家。或者说我们可以看见两个家。
I just mentioned that we do have two families in this world.
一个是地上的家，一个天上的家。
One of the family of the world, and the other one is our heavenly family.
一个是属地的家，一个是属灵的家。
One is of the world, and one is spiritual.
随着是社会的不断发展
，as our society is changing，
交通啊，信息通讯工具越来越发达。
As the communication, the transportation improve，
好像都有很多的发展了。
There are a lot of new innovations.
但是这些发达的工具似乎又给我们带来一些原来有的现在没有的了。
These new innovations bring a lot of new things to our life.
我们只通过电话，通过 email 都可以有交通了，都可以家里朋友都联系了，所以见面机会就少了。
Because of this convenience in communication, we actually come to see each other less.
似乎我们还在联系当中，但是我们可以感受到，我们实际上我们谈的东西越来越浅了。
Even though we are in touch, we are actually become more alienated.
尤其是我们因着各种各样的事情、工作、家庭、生活忙碌当中。
Especially because of our job and our own everyday life.
我们只是打声招呼而已。
All we can do is greet each other.
更有甚者，我们可以常常遇见、听见的一件事情。
We also often heard this thing.
在地上的家，当我们的祖辈过去之后，
When Jesus was here,
当我们的地上的家，就是我们的爷爷奶奶辈的，他们走了之后，
our parents' family are passing on。
甚至于我们父辈走的时候，走了以后，
就是 our parents as they pass on，
我们家就散。
Very often the family or the world come to an end。
这已经发生在我们身边很多了。
This happened to all of us。
甚至于在我们的父辈还没走的时候，这个家也散了。
So even before our parents pass on, the family is coming to an end。
可以听到很多的家庭，尤其是一些富裕的家庭。为着父辈的钱财、遗产，彼此相争。
Many families are in conflict because of the wealth.
在父辈还没走以前，他们都已经散了。
Even before the parents left, they are already separated.
这越来越摆在我们面前。
We see this often.
甚至我们可以经历我们的家庭，我自己的家庭当中也有这类似的事情发生。
In all our family, we experience this separation.
我们感谢主，我也听见有弟兄姊妹们为我们做美好的见证。
Although we heard many good testimony in the church.
他告诉我们说，因着我们信了主，我们的生命改变，我们在这些已经越看越清了。
Many people say because of my faith, a lot of these worldly things become not as important.
所以他说，为了弟兄家里的弟兄能够和睦，我把这些放弃了。
For the harmony of the family, I'm more able to lay down these difficulties.
但是我还是能够看见地上的家走向了分散。
Still, the family of the world is going on a separate world.
它的方向就是散去。
The ultimate direction is separation.
但是感谢主，我们有一个另外一个家。
We thank God for this heavenly family.
神赐给我们一个新的家。
God gave us a new family.
更应该说，神把我们召回了我们原来的家。
The truth is that God has called us back to our original family.
那就是神的家。
That is the family of God.
罗马书第十二章第五节说
，In Roman chapter 12，
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络，做肢体，也是如此。
Although we are many, we are all one body in Christ.
一个故事常常在圣经里，故事常常在我脑子里。
There is a very common biblical story.
就是浪子的故事。
That's the story of the prodigal son.
实际上，在路加福音第十五章描写的这个浪子，实际上他应该说他是个义。
Actually, the prodigal son is a rebellious son in reality.
因为有两种人，他是没有家的。
There are two kinds of people that have no family.
一个就是义子。
One is a rebellious person.
是他不要家。
He doesn't want his family.
就像我刚才说，这个儿子要了产业之后，他就离家走了。
All he wants is the family wealth.
还有一种就是浪子。
The other one is the prodigal son.
他没有家，他有家不能回。
He has a family, but he cannot go back to it.
但是当这叶子流浪在外的时候，他也同样成了一个浪子。
But as a rebellious son wandering outside, he is also a prodigal son.
所以当我每次想这故事的时候，我带着感恩心说：“主啊，我们谢谢，因为我们有一个你造我们的家。”
As I remember this prodigal story of prodigal son, I thank God for the family I can return to.
因为我们实际上就是这个逆子，就是这个浪子。
We are so much like the prodigal son.
我们就像说，我们如羊走迷了。
We are like all the sheep that go astray.
我们离开了这个家。
We have left our family.
世界成为了我们的家。
The world become our family.
所有的恶事成为我们的习惯。
All the bad habits become our
lifestyle.
We don't want God's family.
所以当读这故事的时候，我就思想，我们常常说，我们读这故事，我们还想到我们这有一个父母。
We also remind us we do have a heavenly father.
这个父在我们家里等着我们。
And our father is waiting for us.
谢谢主。
We thank God.
我们真是一个有福的人。
We are indeed blessed.
我们更可以更要感恩的是
another thing we can give praise to
刚才我们分享到地上的家由于家长离去
very often we say the parents pass on and the family separate
家散
and then the family no more
但是我们这个神的家我们有一个家长
but in God's family there is a parent
就是我们主耶稣基督
that is the Lord Jesus Christ
我们的天父
Our Heavenly Father.
我们来读两节圣经。
Let's read two words.
我们先来一起读希伯来书第三章的第六节。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 3 verse 6.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若当可夸的盼望和担当。坚持到底，本是他的家。
But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are His house. If indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory.
好，我们再一起读希伯来书第十二章的第五节跟第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 12.
你们又忘了劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说。我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心不灰，因为主所爱他不管教，又鞭打反所受大的儿子。
And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addressed you as father addressed his son? He said that my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline.And do not lose heart when he rebuked you. Because the Lord disciplined the one he loved, and he chastened everyone he accepted as his son.
有一句很接近的圣经，就是以弗所书的二章十九节。
There's another verse that is very similar to this, that's in Ephesians.
这样，你们不再做外人的客旅，是与圣徒同伙，是神家里的人呢。
Like you no longer are stranger and wanderer in the world, but
How the family of God. So, when we have this family, we have a
As we think of this heavenly family,
we have a family. The Bible tells us that there is Jesus Christ
in which Jesus Christ manages or rules.
When we become a family of God,
as we will become member of His family,
我们都就当接受这个家的家规。
We must begin to live according to His rules.
就像我们每个在地上的家一样，都有家里的规定，有家里的习惯。
In the same way, your family have your family rules and regulations.
但是，当我们在地上的家，我们的儿女们都走在外面的时候，我们常常把家规轻看或者忘记了。
Just like very often our children despise the family rules.
但是感谢主，我们的家，我们有一个永远的家长。
We must come to know the eternal Father.
当在这家里的时候，我们要思想的是有一个事情。
There's one thing that's very important that we should think about.
就是保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节说的。
As Paul mentioned in the book of Romans chapter 12.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神喜悦的。你们如此行，如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brother and sister, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
我们在这节圣经说，我们要把自己献上。
This verse tells us we must give of ourselves as a living sacrifice.
但是如果能把自己献上，
How are we going to?Give of ourselves as a living sacrifice.
就是，也就是说，我如果能把我们自己献上，愿意自己把自己献上。
How are we going to be sacrifice ourselves?
我们能把自己献上，是因为我们有一个为我们受是在实际上的主。
We can do that because of what He has sacrificed for us.
他不但为我们死，也为我们复活。
Not only did He die for us, He also lived for us.
他现在在治理我们的家。
And he is the management, the manager of his house.
所以我们愿意把自己献上。
That's why we are willing to sacrifice ourselves.
在我们这样讲，把身体献上当成活祭的时候，有位弟兄跟我们分享过这句话。
One time, one brother explained that to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
他说，什么叫把自己献上？当作活祭。
What does it mean to offer your body as a living sacrifice?
他说，就是把自己交给神来管理。
That is to give ourselves for God to manage us.
愿神的能力坐在我们身上，我们可以为主而活。
So that His power, His strength will be manifest in us.
所以我们要献上，并且我们有一个结果，就是我们活出了神。喜悦的，就像他儿子一样。
The result of give of our life as a sacrifice that we will live out His will.
Yes. 所以他说，这是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
也是我们理所当然。也就是说，什么叫理所当然？就是我们愿意的。
This is also why we say our true and proper worship.
当我们来接受这管理的时候，我们思想上有一样东西必须在我们里面的。
As we live under these guidance, there is one thing that should happen.
接受主的管理，就是要把主当得的荣耀归给他。
To live under God's guidance is to give Him the proper glory that's due Him.
也就是我们要尊主为大。
We must treat Him as greater than us.
圣经说，让基督在我们身上显大。
So that Christ will be manifest more important in our life.
所以我们可以讲到，我们。有一个家，我们这个家有基督，我们主耶稣基督来治理的。
In the heavenly family that where God reigns.
当我们进第三点，我想在这里和弟兄们分享就是，当我们有了这家之后， 我们不再是一个人。
When we are in this family of God, we are no longer by ourselves.
上次我在分享我们儿女的时候，我们的生命要成长。
We talk about our life should grow.
我们需要读圣经。
We should study the Bible.
因为它是我们生命的粮。
Because it is our spiritual food.
在这里到我们这个家里的时候，我们成长，我们还有一个需要一个条件，或者我们一个特别注意的。
There's another thing that we should pay attention so that our life can grow in that family.
我们需要在这个家里和弟兄姊妹们一起成长。
We must grow with our brothers and sisters.
我们再来读一下以弗所书的。对，我们来读一下以弗所书第四章第十五节第十六节。
唯用爱心和诚实话，凡事长进，言语也就是多，全身都靠他联络的合适，白洁和暗洁洁，照做和体的功用彼此相作，并叫身体渐渐长长，在爱中建立。
Speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become every respect, in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
我们做儿女的时候，我们要成长，我们靠着主的话。
As children of God, we must depend on His word to grow.
借着一点点的认识主，我们更多的了解主的心意。
Through knowing His word, we begin to understand what God wants of us.
让我们更多的能够爱主。
So that we can come to know love Him more.
我们因着爱，我们可以服侍他。
Because of our love for Him, that we can begin to serve Him.
但是主告诉我们说，我们要爱弟兄。
But our God, the Lord also tells us we must love each other.
你说我们不但爱主，那爱主的心显在我们身上的时候，我们就要爱弟兄姊妹。
That love for God should manifest itself from our love for each other.
啊，爱弟兄姊妹。
Our love for our brothers and sisters.
主就是让子，我们在生命在身体当中一起成长。
And so that we can all grow together in Him.
所以我们在我们成长过程当中，我们不是不但要自己长大，我们要和弟兄姊妹们一起长大。
Not only does individually grow, we got to grow as a group.
感谢主，神给我们一个很好的应许。
Thank God for this promise in the Bible.
他说我们是连与连守基督的。
We are all part of the body of Christ.
他说我们全身就是我们弟兄姊妹家里身体，就是我们圣经所讲的，我们是基督的身体。
We are all part of the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
所以在他神给我们一个很好的应许，说全身都靠他联络的合适。
But the Bible says that we are all joined together, properly, in ligament, in Him.
我们在家里啊，在神在家里，我们不是随随便便的、随随分散的。他说我们有联络的。
We are not just gathered in the God's family.
是联络在一起，但是是一个合适的联络。
We are held together.
说百节各按各自，照着各自的功能彼此相作。
From Him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
如此我们的身体就渐渐增长。
So that the body can grow.
不但我们一个教会的身体成长，我们个人也在里面同时又可以增长。
Not only the church as a whole grow, but individually every person grow.
但是我们在肢体里面，我们要互相相爱的时候，我建议弟兄姊妹们有几个事情要特别在我们肢体里面的。
There's a couple of things we must pay attention as we learn to love each other.
就是我们在基督里是合一的。
That we are all one in Christ.
我们必须极力合一。
We must strive for that unity.
能够合一的一个特别要注意的事情，
one important aspect of that unity.
就是看自己要看得合乎中道。
Now we must see ourselves in proper light.
我们在身体里面，我们功能不一样。
Everybody has a different function in that family.
圣经说，有的是做，有的是做嘴。
Some is eye, some is ear, mouth.
做眼睛的不能说我比嘴巴强。
Those who are eyes will not say that I'm better than you.
一副他就说我不看见你怎么能知道是什么？你可以讲什么？因为靠着我所看见的。
We will not boast of our own functions. You know what I mean?
那做嘴的也不能说我比眼睛强。
Those who play the power of the mouth will not say I'm better than.
因为嘴能够表达，眼睛也许没有眼嘴这么容易表达。
Even though the eye cannot express itself better than a mouth could.
圣经更告诉我们说
，Bible also teaches us.
不美的肢体，神要加添，让它更美。
Bible teaches us that the humble part God's eye could not magnify.
所以我们在肢体里面，我们特别注意的时候，就是要借着看见我们同有一位主。
That we see ourselves as a part of the same law.
学习他的谦卑。
We learn God's humble.
我们彼此相助。
We live together in peace.
在主里，我们常常讲的一个就是彼此相爱。
We often talk about to love each other in God, in love.
我们彼此相爱当中，我们就说这是在服侍主。
We say that as we love each other, we are serving God.
圣经里面告诉我们说，你拿一杯水，凉水，给一个小弟兄，坐在一个小弟兄身上，就是坐在我的身上。
I will teach us we give this cup of water to the least of the brother. We are doing it unto him.
这是我在刚刚信主的时候，有一位年长弟兄告诉我的。
This is what the first thing I learned when I.
他一直提醒我这句话。
He keep remind me of that thing.
他说。在教会里，在弟兄姊妹们身上学习侍奉，要从这开始。
He said that if you do it for the least of the brother, that's the very beginning.
他跟我share一个他的经历。
He shared with me one of his experience.
他说他在信徒比较年轻的时候，他常常做教会的招待。
He was often an usher in the church.但
有一位姊妹进来之后，有位先生常常就回到坑上等。
Very often there's a couple, the wife come in and then the husband go out to the couple wait.
所以他每次或者很多次就拿着一杯水给这位在车上的他的先生去喝。
So very often you just give him a cup of water for the husband waiting in the car.
但是也跟他说进去。你和太太一起去听听是吧？能够了解我们的主。
I also invite, he also invited him to join his wife in the church.
但是他也是不进来。
But the husband just wasn't saying part.
神做他的活。
As God does his work.
再有一次后期的好，他说这已经好几这个天都好几就这么天天等。
After many years sitting in the car.
我们只能感谢主，神来让他等。
He has the patience to stay there every time.
所以有一次福临营的时候
In one of our gospel camp, we asked to invite him.
也许真的很感动他，他在那次他信主了。
In that gospel camp, he made the decision to become a Christian.
他后来也写了这个故事，他说我很奇怪，他说我天天每次在车上我什么都不做，他就是愿意拿杯水来给我喝。
He said, well, he keep mentioning the cup of water that he received while he's sitting in the car.
他实在感觉这不是人做的。
He said, is that something that people would do usually?
所以我们当我们做事的时候，我们不再为了自己，而是为了主的时候，我们说为了小弟兄，服侍小弟兄，为了倒一杯水的时候，神负责过恩待我们。
That's why God said, you serve the least of your brother, God will work.
他如何能带我们，让我们带着感恩的心看到这位先生成为神的儿女的时候，我们的感恩的心 实在太大了。
You don't have a chance to witness that the husband become a Christian and rejoice.
这实在是神对我们的回报。
This is our reward from God.
我也记得自己有一次在一次福音聚会的召啊呼召的时候。
I also remember in one of the evangelical outreach meetings.
也许神感动我，有一位年轻的弟兄啊，有位年轻的朋友坐在那边。
There was a young man sitting in the front.
我站在后排一点点，我总感觉他在里面有挣扎。
I was sitting right behind him. I can tell he was struggling.
我实在不认识他。
I did not know him.
但是神鼓励我。
I was led to.
我就把圣经三章十六节，约翰福音三章十六节为他念了。
So I read the Bible, the John 3:16 for him.
我说你若相信。
If you believe,
你应该站起来走到前面。
You should stand up and walk to the front.
感谢主。
I thank God.
不是我做了什么。
Not I did anything.
神借着我们一点点的做起。
Through that little outreach,
他做他自己的工。
God are able to work in his life.
所以愿弟兄姊妹们借着任何机会。愿主帮助我们，为了一个小弟兄，我们为他倒上那里的粮食。
That's why we should treasure every opportunity that we have to reach out to the least or the brother.
我们在主里，我也个人在信主了以后最有感触的一件事情。
That is something that after I become a Christian that touched me very much.
就是弟兄姊妹的。喜乐哀乐成为我们自己的。
And we share each other's joy and burden.
我们常常，我知道我个人常常，我好像对人也很热心。
I seem to be a more enthusiastic person.
我还会烧烧菜。
Sometimes.
所以有时候朋友也蛮喜欢到我家里吃饭。
That's why many people like to come to my house.
但是走了之后，也就聚聚就散散。
But we come and we get together and then we go home.
但是当我信主之后
，After I become a Christian，
好像我变了。
I felt there's a change.
好像有些弟兄姊妹是变成在我脑子里的时间越来越长了。
My friends seem to be in my mind longer.
好事也不是说去祝贺就完了。
Not only just the mere greeting of them.
如果他有些难处的时候，我们更好像惦记的多一些了。
I always remember their burden.
我想这就是主在我们生命当中的改变。
I think this is one of the changes that God made in our life.
他实在让我们成为一个弟兄姊妹，这个弟兄姊妹是那么的相近。
So that we become closer to our brother.
所以慢慢慢慢的，弟兄姊妹的事情也就成为我们自己的事情。我想在座的很多人，很多我们弟兄姊妹都有同样的经历。
So that gradually we can share our brother's burden. I think we all have a similar experience.
我们不但常常去看望他们，我们常常为他祷告。
Not only do we come for to visit them more often, we also remember them in prayer.
这个祷告也是很奇妙的，在我们每个弟兄姊妹身上和在我们身上。
To pray for each other is something that is also very wonderful in our life.
随着在主里的时间，随着我们在主里神给我们的一些恩典了以后，我们发现我们祷告的时间，我们祷告的事情越来越多了。
As we grow in Christ, we find out we have more things and spend longer time praying.
因为更多的事情好像成为我们自己的负担了。
Because a lot of these things become something that's compelling us.
我们不再像当时在世界的时候打个招呼说声好就结束了。
We don't just casually greet our friends.
有好事的时候我们说声祝贺你。
When the good thing happens, we congratulate them.
有不好的事情的时候
，When something
我们能帮的能帮，我们不能帮我们也就算了。
When there is a difficulty, we feel the burden to help.
但是我们知道，我们发现，我们也经历。
But we also experience.
我们在他有弟兄姊妹好事的时候
，When people are enjoy,
我们一起欢喜快乐。
We share their happiness.
我们当弟兄姊妹有难处的时候
When people are in sorrow,
我们发现我们能力比过去强了
Now we feel that we are more able to help
我们不是我们能做什么就做不能做什么就不做了
Not that we just want to do our best
我们能够做的多了多了
Because now we are more capable of doing it.
我们可以为他祷告。
We can pray for them.
当然我们可以去关怀去看顾。
We can care for them. We can visit them.
但是当我们在和他一起经历这难处的时候，
As we share their sorrow,
我们为他祷告的时候，
As we pray for them,
我们去关心的时候，
As we go to visit them,
我们因为有主在我们里面，
Because of God's presence with us,
我们能够为他持续不断的祷告，
We can continue to pray for them,
更有弟兄姊妹们能够持续的把他们爱心奉上，
So that we can continue to show love to them.
他们可以奉献上的时间，奉献上的金钱。
That's why many brothers are able to share their time, share their wealth.
因为我们真正经历了主的同在，就是我们的力量。
Because we ourselves experience God's love in us that give us strength.
实在感谢主。所以，当我自己思想这些事情的时候
，As I meditate on these things，
当我们在弟兄姊妹相聚。为主做见证的时候，
As we come together to testify for him,
我们实在看见我们已是一个新人了。
We do see that we become a new creation.
所以每当我们在思想我们成为神的儿女，
As we think of becoming the children of God,
有这一个神的家，
As we think of our new family of God,
因得主我们有彼此相爱的弟兄姊妹的时候
because of him we have new brothers and sisters,
我们难道我们实在愿意我们实在是渴慕我们常常的聚会
we really long to get together,
就像我们说的白天聚我们晚上还要聚
to get together in the daytime and we want to meet more at night,
因为借着聚会我们彼此得利
because through fellowship we all benefit,
我很得激励的时候，我就是在我每次得见证激励的时候，得到激励，在我每次听见证的时候
，I'm very often encouraged by other people's testimony。
尤其是这些见证是带着神的话的时候
，When the testimony share God's word，
我们就越发得激励。
I am even more encouraged.
因为我们的见证是在为神的话做见证。
Because very often our testimony is a witness to God.
因为他的话是，因为他是说有就有，命立就立的神。
Because His word will come true.
当我们看见神的话在我们弟兄姊妹身上，在我们自己身上成为真实的时候
，When we experience God's word come true in our brother's life,
我们就得激励。
We are encouraged.
当如果我们在见证当中有朋友在我们中间的时候
，When there are people among us in our testimony，
当他们听见神在我们身上所成就的
，When they heard what God has done for us，
当听到神的话在我们身上所成为真实的时候
，When they heard of how God will come true in our life，
他也就把感谢荣耀归给了我们主。
They will praise and glorify God.
相信主也要借着我们的见证，作为他令他到主面前的一个代
理。They will open God with our testimony to bring them to Him.
所以我们愿弟兄姊妹们在新的一年里面。
I want to encourage you in this coming new year.
就像亚伯拉罕一样
We will begin to live like Abraham.
他信神
He believed in God.
神就算他为义
And God count him as righteous.
我们在信主的路上我们实在需要信心
As we live this life of faith.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们信心也是神所赐的。
This faith that comes from God.
但是信心也有大小。
Whether the faith is great or small.
当我们在神的家中，我们再回到神家中的时候，我们各位肢体。
We as we come together in God's family as a part of the God's family.
所以圣经说，凭着信心，用你的恩赐。
That's why Bible teaches us by faith. We each one use our gift.
因为我们每个人做肢体的时候，它都有功能。
Because each one has a function in the family.
啊，这个能力是神所赐的。
That function is given by God.
但是这个能力，当你这个用，当你用这能力的时候，这个能，行，对不起，我重新来。当这个能力大小，如果这个能力大小，就是你信心的大小。
The how great or small of that gift is depend on how great is your faith.
也就是说，在你服侍弟兄姊妹，在你服侍神的时候，你要用你的信心去支取神给你的能力。
As we serve our brother, we use our faith to receive strength from God.
所以。在我们信主的路上，在我们奔走未来的路上，愿主恩待我们，用主所赐的信心来在神的家中来侍奉我们的主，来侍奉弟兄姊妹们。
That we use that faith to serve each other, to serve our brother.
愿主让我们有这样的一点点的摆上。
So that the little that we sacrifice.
因着神的带领。
Because of God's leading.
神在地上的身体。
And this.
按着主的旨意。
And this body of Christ in the world.
渐渐长大。
Will begin to grow.
那一天。这个身体就像他的孩子，给他基督。
That the body will grow to the fullness of Christ.
但是地上教会神要来接我们去。
That the church will be received by God.
愿主恩待我们，在新的一年里面，我们弟兄姊妹们接着常常聚会。常常交通，一起领受主的同在，我们来走一遭。真给我们说，预备好。
I pray this new year, as we spend time fellowship, as we spend time sharing in God's word, that we walk on together on this path of faith.
到我们一起来好。天父，我们谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
我们实在是个逆子，不要。
We are all prodigal sons. We are rebellious children.
是因为你的爱。
Because of your love.
你爱我们，竟然把自己的亲生儿子给了我们。
Because of your love, you send your son to die for us.
我们重新回到家。
Now when we can return home.
我们谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们不但回到了家。
Now we can come back home.
你已经把最好的东西都为我们准备了。
You have prepared the best of what we need.
主，你要带领我们。
You will continue to lead us.
在更多的向着你。
So that we can all grow to become like you.
懂你的心思。
So that we can know your heart.
主，你也借我说，你赐给我们力量。
Give us strength.
我们在弟兄姊妹之间。
Among our brothers.
我们彼此相爱。
That we will love each other.
在你里面合一。
That we will live in unity.
我们谢谢主。
Father, we thank
you.恩待每一个在你面前的我们的儿女们。
May you bless every children in front of you.
主也愿今天有在座的是我们的朋友。
For the friend that has come to our church today.
你也恩待他。
We pray for them.
你带我们回家。
You will lead them home.
愿你也带他们回家。
So that you have led us home.
因为这家实在太美好。
Because this is a wonderful family of God.
谢谢主，把荣耀都归给你。
And you receive all the glory.
听我祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
好，谢谢大家。
非常感谢弟兄姐妹。